listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
This is CBS and always News streaming on the Civic Hour. Media app. Presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A day after President Biden's trip to Tel Aviv, Israeli airstrikes are pounding Gaza, including areas in the south deemed safe zones. Correspondent MTS Tayyab has our top story.
Over the past 24 hours, 678 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli strikes, mostly women and children, including at the northern Jabalia refugee camp, as rescuers desperately try to pull the youngest survivors from under the rubble.
Doctors say at least 12 people have been killed in an airstrike on a residential building in southern Khan Yunis. Egyptian humanitarian groups say they're waiting for the go-ahead from Israel to begin deliveries of humanitarian supplies to Gaza, agreed to during meetings with President Biden yesterday. Mr. Biden's back at the White House, where he will deliver a primetime speech to the nation tonight on his trip to Israel. Middle East analyst Dan Revive.
It's emotional for him, and he plans to link it with aid to Ukraine. The administration is going to ask Congress to approve maybe even $100 billion for Israel and Ukraine so that Republicans who are reluctant to help Ukraine are not reluctant to help Israel, and maybe they'll have to swallow the whole package.
2 weeks and still no speaker in the House of Representatives. Republicans will hold a third vote on Jim Jordan's bid a day after he lost the support of two more members of his own party. The GOP's Mike Lawler says it's time to make way for an interim leader.
There is not consensus, on who the next speaker should be. And so in the immediate, we need to get back to work. We need to allow Patrick McHenry to do the job as Speaker pro tem with the authority to govern.
The number of people who signed up for unemployment benefits last week dropped to its lowest level in 8 months. Still, economists are worried the tide could turn because layoffs have been rising. Scotland is bracing for dangerous weather.
Storm Babette has been making its presence felt.
The weather report's warning of risk to human life.
The Met Office has its highest level of warning, the red warning, for heavy rain.
High winds and heavy rain expected to cause severe flooding and deadly conditions on Scottish roads for 2 days. People in the worst affected areas warned to stay at home. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Engineers at UC San Diego say they've created an experimental vaccine that could prevent lung cancer from spreading. CBS's Michael George.
Doctors say the vaccine doesn't eliminate tumors, but rather prevents new tumors from forming and spreading. It's only been tested on mice, and more safety studies are needed before human trials can begin.
S&P futures up 7. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. State investigators are looking into the situation yesterday in Watertown after a man was killed by police while pointing a gun at officers. The scene was not far from Luther Prep, and the school did lock down briefly. Police initially responded to a property damage call when the suspect took off, then turned towards officers with a gun in his hand. That's when at least one officer shot and killed him. A Milwaukee lawmaker has proposed implementing a $2 or $3 ticket tax on Milwaukee Brewers games at the ballpark. State Senator Tim Carpenter says the tax would generate funds for the stadium's renovations and maintenance. Carpenter estimates that a $3 per ticket tax could potentially generate over $7 million. Republicans in the Capitol are exploring the possibility of taxing non-Brewer events at the ballpark. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A great football matchup brewing as Carroll University welcomes Wheaton College to Schneider Stadium this Saturday, October 21st. The Pioneers, 4-1. Thunder, 5-1. Ranked 13th in the country and 2nd in the CCIW. You can catch all of the action live with Don, Johnny, and Triple G. Pregame at 12:30, kickoff at 1 p.m. It's the Pios and the Thunder this Saturday afternoon on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
State's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Conservatives. Calvin?
Yes, Earl?
Conservatives.
I can only guess where you're going with this.
How right-wing conservatives have laid waste to America over the last 50 years. And, you know, and I remember, man, when conservatives started flexing their muscle and stepping out and changing the nation as we now know it. And I remember as a young man, you know, Rush Limbaugh, and the impact he was having on things, and I never could comprehend the fact that he would be the beginning of what we are dealing with today. Well, so what is a conservative? You know, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What is a conservative? When you look at what is transpiring right now in the House, and the fact that before the whole world, these people who claim to have the answers for our nation, this is how we should live. This is the right way to govern, you know. And this is what America should be, because it's been going in the wrong direction. So we, the conservatives, we have the answers. And so listen to a little bit of this, because it kind of answers some of what, you know, have, you know, flummoxed me for, you know, the last 50 years of my life trying to follow these people and why they seem to believe what they're talking about is the answer to governing our nation. What is a conservative? The Heritage Foundation, the conservative think tank, is what the Heritage Foundation is. And I remember when that first came into existence. And foremost among conservatism's transcendent values is the individual use of God-given free will, whence derives his right to be free from the restrictions of arbitrary force. Stanford University adds, for conservatives, individuals and local communities are better assessors of their own needs and problems than distant bureaucrats. A 2003 study for the American Psychological Association stated, the core ideology of conservatism stresses resistance to change and justifications of inequity. Justification of inequity. Let me repeat that. Justification of inequity. Right? Who in their right mind, who knows inequity exists, and you justify it? There are many other forms and definitions of conservatism as political, economic, and social philosophies. The usage here may be best understood as the evolving marriage of individualism, neoliberalism, privatization, deregulation, low taxes, austerity since the 1970s. Conservatism has made social a dirty word. And so, you know, I don't get it. I live my life in the belief that all people are equal. I live my life in the belief and with the belief that the value of one life is no greater than another. I live my life with the belief that I don't care how much money you have, it doesn't elevate you above another person. I live my life with the belief that we're only here for a short period of time, and then we're going to leave here. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your title is. I don't care how big and strong you are. I don't care, you know, how many zeros you have. There's a great equalizer in the life, and that's the beauty of our lives. It doesn't matter. Your individualism doesn't elevate you above anybody. That's stinking thinking. To separate yourself from the rest of the world as if you somehow and individually are going to be able to, you know, live alone. Conservatism touts those principles. Individuals over a society. We live in a society. Society is made up of more than one person. So, you know, I don't understand that. Hey Calvin, I don't see it on the, who do we have? Who do we have up?
We have Ted from Milwaukee.
Hey, Ted, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. So this is Ted Craig. We know each other.
Hey, Ted, and, how you doing, Ted? Good to hear from you, man.
I'm doing good. I just was listening in while I'm driving around and heard you talking about a topic really interesting to me, so I thought I'd call and give you my thought.
Well, I love your thought, my friend.
Yeah, so, you know, for me, the term, like, conservative changes all the time. It's kind of like the term liberal. Liberal used to mean conservative, right? It used to mean what you call modern conservatives. You go back far enough. And in my mind, the distinction is really between left and right. And I know those aren't popular terms that people usually use, but for what I observe is that at any point in history, you're going to be some people who basically support the hierarchy as it exists, the people who have the money and have the power. The people on the right think they should have the money and the power, and the people at the bottom of the totem pole, they deserve what they get and they shouldn't get any more, and we don't want anything to change that hierarchy. And the left has always been people who question and challenge that hierarchy and say just pretty much what you just said very eloquently, that you believe all people are created equal and deserve respect, and that that has to be fought for, right? And I think that's the distinction. So if you take conservative principles like you just outlined from the Heritage Foundation, and you really examine them, you know, like the right of individuals, I mean, do they really believe in that? You don't see it in their actions in all kinds of ways. You'll find contradictions, right? They believe in individual rights except for working people on the job, right, who are being treated by their employers, or except for women who maybe have an unwanted pregnancy and can't afford to have a kid and don't want to go through childbirth, right? Then they're all against individualism. And the real, if you really look into it, in most cases, I find it most useful to see what they're saying in the framework is they are supporting a hierarchy. In the family, the man's in charge and the woman is less, and the kids are especially, you know, supposed to be under control. In the economy, the people with the money and the power, the boss at work should have absolute power. There shouldn't be unions. Nobody should be able to question them. They basically believe in a hierarchy, and everything they do is about preserving that hierarchy and making it even more hierarchical, right? Let's give more money to the rich. Let's give more power to the corporations, the people who are already on top. That's pretty much 99% of what these folks do. So all the principles they enunciate, I think are flimflam. It's really just masquerading as a way for people high in the hierarchy who have all the money and the power to keep it and to have even more of it.
You know, Ted, you're in education, and these people also believe that the government, there's no place for the government, right? The government is a hindrance to us. And, you know, look, we did it on our own. You know, we're doing all this by ourselves. We don't need the government. That's the government is for people who are shiftless and don't want to carry their own weight. But when you want to eliminate those things, Dr. Craig, and these same people claim to always talk about the Constitution and their beliefs in the Constitution and all of those things and the founding fathers, and yet they're not following any of the principles of those founding fathers that they swear or claim to be following.
No, I mean, when you get it right down, like, let's take this idea that conservatives are for small government. If you look at what they actually push for, what they do when they have power, they're for small government.
Hey, Ted, you got a minute? Can you do me a favor? Can you hang on?
Sure.
Because it's good to hear your voice. It's been a while, man. We got to get you back. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join us. We'll be right back.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players.
We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
There's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 60, winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered rain showers likely, lows dip down to about 48. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 59. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. And I'm talking about, you know, 50 years of conservatism, you know, the brand that has been brandished by Republicans. And I would say this, and Ted, at a time that the society needs to, that people need to be working together as a society rather than a crowd of individuals. This is what's really making things so difficult. We need everybody working collectively to fix all these problems we're dealing with. You're in education and you see it, and yet we can't get people to get beyond their individualisms. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, that is, again, really well stated what you're saying. We are, we live arguably, actually, it's not even really, it wouldn't be effective argument against it. We live in the most important time in human history. Our future is on the line. We are the generations right now. They're dealing with a climate-wide catastrophe where we need, like you said, incredible collective effort. We need like a World War II level of effort to reduce our carbon emissions, to change our ways, right, so that we can live on this planet. And we're seeing the consequences of being fractured. And you're talking about a 50-year conspiracy to blow to smithereens any ability for us to have an effective government, which is our instrument to work together to address our big problems, and largely in the service of corporate greed, in the service of making very rich, powerful people more rich and powerful. And they're very effective. Their propaganda is extremely good. They employ the best in the business. They've got people completely confused and baffled about all kinds of fundamental things. That's the big challenge. What do we do about the power of their propaganda, the effectiveness of their cultural politics, people call it? And it does. A lot of people who think deeply about this think the problem is the inequality, is that, you know, we've just got too many people who have almost incredible power, who are abusing that power and are making it impossible for us to govern ourselves and to deal with the challenges that we have to face. So you're right on as far as framing it that way.
Ted, again, what bothers me the most about all of this is that the average everyday Joe has bought into this deregulation and subsidies for corporations. I don't know how you can, as an average everyday person, inequality, eliminating hope from the average everyday person. We've got to get beyond that. So it's always good to talk to you, my friend. I'll be talking to you, reaching out to you, because I got to get you in here for education, because, you know, they've also now decided that they're going to spend another $60 million in our state to build even more, you know, voucher schools. I got to have you in, Ted. I'll reach out to you after I'm off the air.
Sounds good. Good.
Thank you as always, my friend. Thank you. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what?
Kind of dovetailing with your last speaker, you were talking about voucher schools. You just ended by saying they want to build more vouchers.
They are. Schools. There's $60 million dollars coming into the state for that. But go ahead.
I like to look at Voss across the table and say, I want you to do that, but remember, we're going to have to tax those voucher schools, because those voucher schools cannot leech off the taxpayer and give nothing back. They're all tax-free schools, correct, Earl?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
And if they're tax-free schools, we don't need a parasite attached to those. The taxpayer becoming a parasite. You know, they're feeding off the taxpayer like a parasite. Nothing wrong with having a voucher school, but don't give them tax-free status. And here's why, Earl. They're insulting my intelligence, your intelligence, and all the good people in Wisconsin. Don't insult my intelligence.
Hey, Bill, please. Your thoughts on the individualism that is espoused, and you know, we don't need the government. You know, we're conservatives. We don't need any of those things. Your thought?
Well, they don't need the government until they need the government. The government they put on the shelf, and then they pull them right back on. But here's how to deal with those people. Most of them are criminals. They really are. They broke the rules of the Constitution. They broke their oath of office. To level the playing field, we've got to get the criminals out of our political society. I made this offer on Matt Flynn's show. I'll make it on you. Any Republican that wants to debate me, I'll buy them lunch. They can come out to Oconomowoc. I'll buy them lunch. But you're going to have to face me face to face, and here's the rules. No swearing, no talking over each other. Let's show respect, and let's see how strong you defend what you believe in. It's an open challenge. We can even do it on the air if you guys ever wanted to do it. I'm sick and tired of these people telling me what Americans want when Americans don't want them.
Hey, Bill, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call, as always. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. 50 years of conservative rule. Your thoughts. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Palestinians in northern Gaza pulling trapped children from the rubble after an Israeli airstrike targeting Hamas. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak visiting Tel Aviv on the heels of President Biden's trip.
The Palestinian people are victims of Hamas too. And that is why I welcome your decision yesterday that you took to ensure that routes into Gaza will be opened for humanitarian aid.
With support for Jim Jordan fading, there are calls for an interim leader in the House of Representatives, New York Republican Mike Lawler.
We need to get back to work. We need to allow Patrick McHenry to do the job as Speaker pro tem with the authority to govern.
Parts of Scotland are bracing for dangerous flooding. CBS's Vicky Barker.
A rare red weather alert is in effect in several areas, with warnings that road conditions could turn lethal.
Denmark could see its worst flooding in 110 years. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Watertown police fatally shot a man near an elementary school yesterday. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says officers were pursuing the man who was allegedly involved in property damage at an apartment building. According to the DOJ, the man was shot by an officer near Luther Prep after he came at officers with a gun. No one in the area or any officers were harmed. The Milwaukee LGBTQ plus community has a new advocate. Mayor Cavalier Johnson has appointed Luke Olson as the LGBTQ plus liaison for the city. Olson, who works with Milwaukee's Department of City Development, is actively involved in community organizations and has received recognition for his advocacy efforts. In the role, Olson says he aims to prioritize addressing violence against LGBTQ plus individuals in Milwaukee. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. 50 years of conservative rule. Al, you didn't know. I mean, I know you've been a DJ forever. You didn't know I did a little DJing myself, did you?
Okay.
Hey, so how am I doing as a DJ, Al?
You're doing pretty good.
Oh,
so far.
Pretty good. Okay.
But you gotta improve the music.
What are you talking about, man?
Excuse me. I'm 3/4 of a century old. And, I ain't heard some of the stuff I
want to
hear.
So Al, man, 50 years, the individualism, you know, we can't, we gotta, you know, do these things separately, and I'm a success, you're not. How do these things help in building community?
Well, first of all, let me say this. Your definition of a conservative is not, it doesn't fit me. And I consider myself a conservative. But the point is, all of this is about fear. These people are so afraid of losing power.
Yes.
Because they see that their numbers are diminishing as far as Caucasian race being over everything. And the minority population is increasing, and they're so afraid that we are going to be as stupid as they have been and start doing unto them what they have done unto us and our ancestors. And see, that's ludicrous, number one. Number two, it's about I do things for myself that I can do. I have a garden in my backyard where I grow vegetables that I eat. You know, so I try not to eat all this processed food because of the things they put in it. But see, that's conservatism to me.
Right.
But all of this government issue is about fear. And it's about wanting to be in control of others and holding others back. The thing you just said about the schools, that is ridiculous. If they would stop taking all this money out of public education would improve greatly because you'd have better teachers, you'd have better staffing overall, and you provide better resources. But see, they don't want the masses to be well educated. They're trying to take us back to a time when you know, that we don't want you to learn how to read. You only speak when you're spoken to, and all of this kind of garbage. This is basically what they're reaching for. And see, local government, I'm sorry to say, even in my own race, we have a lot of people who call themselves politicians, but nobody can define that word because these people are about power and control. I don't have a representative in government. I don't know anybody who represents me. Even though I vote in every election and I've helped people put in office, none of them have come to me and asked my opinion about nothing. And then they go downtown or to the state capitol and they claim they're representing me. They're not representing me because they don't know what I think because they never ask. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir, Al. Appreciate it, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what? As the lone conservative that is called in. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I am conservative and proudly. I'm socially moderate, but fiscally very conservative. And
well, what does socially moderate mean? What does socially moderate mean? What does that mean?
I believe there should be a safety net for people who need it, but requiring them to look for work when they're unemployed is something the Democrats don't believe in. They fought against it during the debt increase recently. And you speak all the time, Earl, about politics. And the Democrats are better at it than the Republicans. The Democrats helped create the chaos.
Hey, CJ. Again, I'm not talking. I'm talking about 50 years of conservatives, and where the conservative movement has gone and what they believe in. Placing individuals over society. You know, and at a time when we've got to figure out a way to deal with all these issues, to do it independently, separate, is foolhardy. And so to keep talking about individualism when we need a collectivism to fix what is going on is what I'm talking about.
I disagree. I believe in personal responsibility.
CJ, this is what the issue is. This is what the problem is. Personal responsibility. You know, nobody's saying that that people shouldn't have personal responsibility. But when we live in a society that pays a wage for far too many people who can't make it in the society, you know, and where a handful of people, 25 million people, control almost all the wealth in the nations. Just not. When we talk about personal responsibility, let's talk about the 25 million who control the wealth of the nation, and what responsibility they have, since they've gotten their $25 million and many their billions and billions of dollars. On the backs of the people of this nation. Go ahead, CJ.
Well, your party wants to group people together. You don't want individuals.
No.
You know that you force this DEI crap on schools when we're looking at the performance of our schools right now, Earl.
Hey, CJ. All of us are looking at the performance of our schools. You know why? Because the last time I checked, including suburban schools, those children aren't making the cut when you're talking about competition globally. Are you aware of that?
I certainly am. And okay. I'm not just talking inner city. I'm talking the public school system is failing our kids. And parents are failing their kids. Requiring them to learn to read instead of this social crap that's being forced out.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the call. And so it is that mentality that has come from 50 years of what I'm talking about. 50 years. And it's created, you know, monsters who don't want to work collectively to fix any issues, who want to separate. Yes, we should be working to bring people together. Why is it so foreign an idea that we're better off collectively as the United States of America, as people who work together in the interests of what is best for our nation? Why is that such a foreign idea? You know, there was a time when, you know, people attempted to do that after, you know, a checkered history that our nation had. You know, and so people were trying to work together collectively because we are better collectively than we are, you know, being separated from one another. You know, we continue down a path of, like the last caller, who can't get beyond pointing fingers and saying that, you know, this is what Democrats want to get done. Hey, I will say to you, continue to watch what is happening with the Republican Party. Democrats aren't involved at all. How difficult it is for them to even come up with a speaker. Say what you will about the Democratic Party. I'm not here to defend the Democratic Party. They certainly had enough understanding that collectively it's the only way we can govern. You can't govern as separate people, which is what Republicans are attempting to do right now. And so you see the dysfunction. The world sees the dysfunction. And yet people can't put aside their individualism. This is what happens when 50 years later, this individualism that is espoused has at the root of it caused what we are dealing with right now, at a time when Congress needs to be, as I said earlier, coming together collectively to address some serious, serious issues. Our nation is facing serious issues internally, as well as serious, serious issues internationally and globally. And we need a collectiveness. But we can't get beyond, you know, here's a title of this morning, Guerrilla Tactics Against MAGA Bullying House Republicans Opposed to Jim Jordan Have a Plan. So, you know, people who can't even say, hey, we need to work together, we're conservatives, but we need to work together for the benefit of the people who voted for us and put us in office. Let's put aside everything else. But that belief won't even allow them to work together collectively to do what's in the best interest of their constituents. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 60. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 48. Cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs level off around 59. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're just smiling this morning. All of your love is wishing you well. Your tears, they just swell. So make yours a happy home.
Happy home. Make yours a happy home.
So I got a happy cry. All
welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Listen, I'm not a member of the Democratic Party. I don't belong to any party. Are there issues and things that the Democratic Party that I don't agree with? Yes. But I don't understand why people who live in rural America and people who live in urban America who face the same issues can't come together, or those who represent us both can't come together and do what is in the best interest of all of us. It can be done. It has to be done. And we have to set aside those differences. That's what human beings have the capacity to do. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing fine. It is written,
United we stand, divided we fall. Yes.
And we are more divided and we are falling. And the people on the right, they want us to fall. That is how I feel.
I know, but why would they want us to fall? It means they fall as well.
They don't see it like that because their corporate overlords, you have them so brainwashed, starting with Rush Limbaugh. And I really believe that Rush is a main part of this whole thing in the beginning, because you had a lot of people, a lot of truck drivers and stuff who had nothing better to do but to listen to Rush and get indoctrinated by his sayings.
I listened to Rush for over 20 years. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I listened to him as well when I was young and foolish.
Yeah, but I didn't listen to him because I wanted to side with him. I listened to him because I needed to know what was going on. But anyway, go ahead.
So anyways, but I completely am baffled, and how brainwashed some of these people are. Like yesterday you had a gentleman on who was talking about how he wanted Jim Jordan as the speaker and he'd be great. And then you pressed him on that stuff. And he says, well, one about all the Democratic overspending and foolish spending. And I'm listening to that. And like, you do realize that your guy put us trillions of dollars in more in debt than any of the Democrats could possibly have done. And what are the Democrats doing that is so foolish? I mean, are we talking about the Infrastructure Act? Are we talking about the CHIPS Act? All these things that benefit us, and they want to just knock that all down because, oh, that's foolish spending. How is that foolish spending? I don't understand that. We used to build. I something I've been wanting to say for a long time. This country, 100 to 150 years ago, look at all the stuff that we built in this country. Look at how strong Milwaukee was back then. And I'm talking about like railroads and giant infrastructure. You know, we're running out of water. 100 years ago, out west we are, 100 plus years ago, we would have built desalination plants and pipelines to those places that are running out of water.
Right.
Today, it's always blocked by legislation saying, oh, we can't do that, or individuals, I don't want that pipeline coming through my property. We can't have that. You know, that's just the things I see going on that I do not understand.
Well, you
benefits all of us.
You know, Tom, it's, again, the individualism. And, you know, yes, individualism has its place. But if 325 or 35 or 50 million Americans, however many of them there are, want to live their lives as individuals, so what can get accomplished?
Because it can't be all about me. It has to be all about us.
Yes.
Just because you might have a misgiving about it. The majority of us don't, but unfortunately, the people who feel that way have too much power right now, and we have no one with enough guts to stand up against them and say, no, this is what we have to do to make this right.
Well, so my appeal, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much, Tom. Let's go to Karina. Hey, Karina, quickly, you say what?
Just quickly, Earl, you know what? You're right. They're going down, but they are not. There are in history and examples that one party or another will create chaos on purpose so they can put themselves on top of that chaos because nobody knows what to do. Everybody is disoriented, and they bring themselves to the power that way. The same thing happened with Hitler. When the whole power in the Germany was so messed up, he made a chaos and put himself on top of it.
But, Karina, I understand the power brokers. I don't understand the average person like you and I that follows that because it doesn't benefit them individually. They're not even thought of in that conversation.
They think that there will be more benefits. It's going to be better for them with the people who's creating chaos. Because they're saying, if we are at the power, you will be better off than now. And now is not good.
Yeah. Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call, as always. Thank all of you who made the show go, as always. I really appreciate you taking the time out to listen. You could be anywhere else. You could be doing any other thing. But you choose to take the time out to listen. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. It's Friday. It means Fridays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. We'll see you later.
Is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.